This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
916-909-1065 is the phone number to call or text us and tell us what the most attractive physical features for men are. And I'll tell you why we're getting into that in a second. At first, I want to run over, though, the top 10 most handsome men in the world.
Okay.
And now, this is not opinion. This is according to science.
Okay.
They were ranked based on actual physical features and measurements that were done and put through scientific algorithms. Now, I'm going to tell you, half this list, I don't know who they are.
Okay.
Do you still want to hear about any of those people?
Yeah, give them.
All right. Well, number one on there is the actor Aaron Taylor Johnson. He came up with 93.04% attractive.
I don't know what I'm missing.
Other people that are on this list, Lucian Laviscount, which sounds like a phone scam character. Robert Pattinson made the list.
This list is crazy.
Nicholas Holt made the list, actor Nicholas Holt. I'm happy to report also, thank God, of course, George Clooney made the list. He's the oldest one on this scientific list of the top 10 most attractive men. But it broke things down by like every feature of a man.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And then it ranks them, and that's how they each of them have a score.
I would say, and this is the face.
I guess you can't just say good body.
Okay.
So, but like, I guess what is the most attractive physical feature for a man?
I like a strong jawline.
A strong, like a big jawline?
No, like just a defined jaw. I think that looks really good.
Okay.
Why is that a problem?
I don't, it's not a problem. I'm trying to picture, like, it can go either way. Some guys can look kind of Moon Man-ish. Little trap jaw from
no,
He-Man.
I don't mean that. I just mean like a nice, masculine, chiseled jaw.
916-909-1065. Let's talk to Rachel. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
What do you think is the most attractive physical feature for a man?
His eyes. My boyfriend has like this twinkle in his eye, and he's like, just everything about his eyes are blue, and they change colors. And when he looked at me, it's just like, you know, a whole universe. It's like you can really see their soul.
You can see their soul. All right.
And then,
before you go to another one, though, I actually would have guessed eyes would be number one. I'm sorry. I'm shocked you didn't say eyes. But here's my problem with eyes.
Okay.
It always seems to fall into the
light eyes.
See,
that's why
range.
I wouldn't say eyes, because there are lots of attractive men that have like really deep brown bedroom eyes.
You're looking at one of them right now. Rachel, what else would you put on this list of most important physical features?
His smile. If their smile's not right, it's a big thing.
And let's kind of include teeth. Smile/teeth.
I like good teeth. I like a big smile.
Big clean teeth.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to put on this list before we go to texts?
When I hug him, I love feeling his muscles and his arms.
I love a good arm, girl. You don't have to tell us.
All right, Rachel, thank you so much for calling. Some of the ones that we got on there, smile did show up a couple times. Hair. A man with good hair.
Well, yeah.
But there are attractive bald guys,
See,
right?
That's the thing. Yeah. I don't think that that's like...
Statham's a very good looking guy, right?
I think so.
I mean, Idris Elba usually has very, very, very short hair.
Yeah. I mean, like, look, if a guy has great hair, it's good, but it's not like a must.
Whenever this comes up, we always get this. Big, rough hands.
I don't necessarily like a rough hand, but I like an attractive hand. And I do notice men's hands.
Now, what makes a hand attractive?
It does have to look masculine.
Fat?
What?
What does a masculine hand look like?
Not too soft.
Okay, so okay. You can see softness.
I don't want to see the softness. I just want to feel it.
Okay,
right. But if your hands look a little too, like, pampered and manicured, I don't know about that. You know what? If a guy's hands look too soft, yeah. I assume that his palms are wet.
That's probably a very fair assumption. Right, yeah. Right.
Like the reason that your hands are so soft is because you are lubed with sweat at all times.
What about this one? Dimples on a man. Do you think that, or do you think that's a little too little boyish?
No, it's pretty good. My ex-husband has dimples.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's an ex-husband.
Right. The dimples wasn't enough.
Oh, I see what you're saying. All right. And I do appreciate the multiple people who texted in for the question, what is the best physical attraction on a man, who said a good sense of humor? What part of the body is a good sense of humor?
The funny bone.
She's got it still, ladies and gentlemen. You thought she was down and out, but nope.
Not going to catch me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.